Have you ever felt cheated by someone? That person maybe had somehow given you what you thought you were supposed to get, and then you realize, no, I'm not really getting what I'm supposed to get. Maybe it's in a work environment. Maybe it's in a situation where somebody has cheated off you, such as in school, or maybe they've cheated you out of something that you thought you should have. We get very upset when we feel we've been cheated, especially when there's not been the kind of just treatment that we would want. Jesus has this parable of the workers in the field where the landowner goes out and he invites people at different points in the day. And at the end, even the people who were there only an hour are paid exactly the same thing. And they felt cheated, the ones who worked all day, and complained about that. When does a person come to acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as the one that they are called to live and to follow? On the cross, Jesus had two thieves on either side. And the one proclaimed belief in Jesus, the other rejected him. And Jesus promised him paradise. That one was a robber. And in the end, he seemingly stole heaven. When conversion of heart happens is not ours to decide. Sometimes people, for a variety of reasons, difficulties in their lives, challenges, situations, they don't come to deeper life in Christ. Some reject it. Some initially have it and then walk away, maybe at times to come back. There's many times where we talk about in the church evangelization, going forth, but what happens when somebody does come in the door? If they sit in the pew that we usually sit in, do we look at them funny and get annoyed because they're new and we have consistently been there? Or for somebody who has been away from church for a time, do we just continue that because we feel, well, this is a group that's not really living what they're truly called to live? And in times, maybe we feel cheated by them. Maybe even by leaders in the church when challenging, difficult, and at times heinous things have happened. And so we feel cheated. But we are never cheated by the Lord. The Lord is with us in all of our life situations, but we are the ones who need to acknowledge His presence in our lives. We are the ones who are called to come to understand that He will never cheat us, because our ultimate goal is not what we can gain on this side of life, but eternal life. This is what He offers. And it doesn't matter when we may come to that. The important thing is that we come to that, and that we help others come to a deeper understanding of life in Christ in and through His church. It is up to us to be the ones who go. but it is also up to us to be the ones who welcome, so that no one who arrives will ever feel cheated, but instead will be welcomed to work in the vineyard of the Lord. May the charity of Christ urge us all. Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you again for listening to this podcast by the Catholic Apostolate Center. We are proud to announce the new website and 3 distinct channels for all center-related podcasts. You will be able to easily find and listen to your favorite blogcasts, reflections, and on-mission episodes. Please go to catholicapostolatecenterpodcasts.com or search Catholic Apostolate Center wherever you find your podcasts and subscribe to Catholic Apostolate Center Reflections, Resources, and the On Mission channels. Thank you.